Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's Offsides with Mark Ryan right here on ESPN Upstate. What is good, everybody? How are you on this hump day edition of the show? Fantastic to be here. Absolutely, positively love when you get to, when you get some unbelievable news right before the show. That is what happened today. Do want to share that with you. But we are jam-packed today, folks. By the way, programming note, tomorrow at 3:20, none other than Hall of Famer Rick Barry will be joining us to preview the NBA playoffs. Now that we are getting down to the nitty-gritty, Nacho Libre style here on the show. That's coming up at 3:20 tomorrow. At 3:20 today, former Georgia quarterback Hudson Mason joins the show, and he has a scathing article out right now about how those conferences that are not playing this season are going to be paying the fiddler. Hudson Mason joins us at 3:20. Local sports spotlight at 4 p.m. on the Greenville Swamp Rabbits. We look forward to that. And look, folks, as sure as death and taxes are Mark Ryan's predictions, I'm going to give you exactly how each and every SEC team is going to finish this year. All right? You almost don't even have to watch the college football season. It's that much of a certainty. All right? At 4:20 p.m. today, I give you the one-loss records, 10 conference games for every single team in the SEC this year. We're doing something a little fun this week, trying to, with your help, to grow our ESPN Upstate following. Everybody, every new follower that we get to our ESPN Upstate Twitter account, I will give you a personal shout-out on the air. All right? All you have to do, you have a Twitter account, you go to ESPN Upstate, just click that little blue follow button. I will give you a shout out on the air. In the last 24 hours, a big thank you to Ellis Tolbert, Nate D. Carpenter, J.R.R. Tolkien, Josh Hernandez, Danny Yike, Guy Burney, Gene Coker, Todd, and Ashley Siegel. Just hit that little blue follow button and make Lonzo smile.
All right, so yesterday I heard this name, and I'm hearing it again today. You know who J.R.R. Tolkien is,
yes,
right?
I do.
Okay,
yes,
I just wonder. I'm just checking. It's a cool Twitter name.
Yeah.
I wonder if that's actually this person's name, which makes it even cooler.
That's an author, right?
Yeah, that's okay. It's all right.
Well, give me the lowdown, Lonzo. J.R.R. Tolkien is an author. I think he's an author, not a painter, right?
He writes something
like the Lord of the Rings, right?
There you go. Way to go.
Yeah.
There you go.
There you go.
You're absolutely right. I mean, without Lord of the Rings, there would be no Game of Thrones, which is where you were going. Lord of the Rings is the original, man. So I'm glad you figured out who it was.
Thank you, sir. Thank you.
All right,
very
I will
much.
Put my nerd stuff back in.
So what is Lord of the Rings is one of the two nerd shows. What's the other one that's really popular?
Show. That's a book, man.
I know. It's a book, movies,
it was
whatever.
Movies.
They have Quidditch, all that stuff, right?
The You're talking about Quidditch. Harry Potter?
Harry Potter. That's the other nerd one
okay.
I'm talking about.
All right.
Okay. Yeah, I didn't know if Tolkien was behind Lord of the Rings or Harry Potter, but I did know that my favorite part of both of those movies was when they were playing the sport Quidditch, Lonzo. You know, I We need to have the sport there
was,
Quidditch.
I agree, but there was more than one Harry Potter movie. I think there were like seven.
Seven Harry Potter movies.
I believe it's like seven.
All right. So you click that little sexy little follow button on Twitter. You'll get a shout out here on the show. All right. And so much more great stuff coming your way, including March Mayhem. Our fight of the week is today. Truth Serum is also coming your way today. And so much more here between 3 and 7 p.m. on ESPN Upstate. Now, I mention this always like when you get some good news before the show, right? That always puts a little Viagra in your water, puts a little extra pep in your step. Folks, I won't get into the specifics other than to say that noon to 7 p.m., the Rob Brown Show and Offsides with Mark Ryan and Lonzo Reitzel, the Rob Brown Show also with Diesel as well, we are setting records in terms of what this station has accomplished. And here's how this works, okay? You guys have a superior. I have a superior. I don't want to give specifics just because I'm not sure at this point if my boss wants me to share specifics, but I will just say.
So that thing that says confidential at the top of the email, you just don't know what that means, do you?
Yeah, no.
I have absolutely no clue what confidential means.
No clue what confidential means, but I just want to keep this, you know, on the down low, but you guys know we bring it behind the curtain, and there is a groundswell of support for this station. There is a groundswell of support for what we are doing here, both shows. You know, the last text coming in on the text line says, "This show is a joke. I'll turn back on when the next one starts." That was sent 12 minutes ago, so that was sent during Rob Brown's show. Guess why it isn't a joke? If you could see the ratings, you would understand what we're talking about here. This station, with two powerhouse local shows, is reaching new heights. And you feel like a million bucks. You feel like a million bucks because my belief in what Rob Brown could do is being realized. When Rob first got here, we had a sales meeting, and I was telling folks in the sales meeting, get ready for this station is about to take off. Get ready. And now, Lonzo, we are seeing the fruits of that labor. It's all coming to fruition, and we owe a major debt of gratitude to all of you guys for believing in this. You know, it was the belief of our station group that said local programming will always win. Compelling local content will always win. And that is their belief. And they have held steadfast to that belief at a time when, I don't know, Lonzo, I don't know about you, but maybe half of the people I know in sports media have lost their jobs. And not only are we chugging along, but we're setting new records in terms of numbers, in terms of ratings, in terms of listenership in our area. And we thank you guys so, 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 so much.
Yeah, we absolutely appreciate it. And just think what we can actually do when we have sports.
This is going to be unbelievable. Unbelievable. And we have sports. And when we have a college football season, this is going to be absolutely positively amazing. And so just please know how much we appreciate you guys. Please know how much we do. All right. Let's see here. Tiger fan Clint is right on the money with what I'm going to talk about here in this opening segment, Lonzo. He says, "Hope, I went into a grocery store today. I only occasionally visit. In June, I went twice. Each time, I was disappointed to see only 10 to 15% of people wearing masks. Today, I only saw two people in the whole store not wearing a mask. Maybe people are getting it. Maybe people are getting it. Numbers going down in the state of South Carolina. Hope for college football going up." You know, I was reading a tweet yesterday from Darren Revelle, and Darren tweeted the following, and I thought this was interesting. "Those conferences that chose to go ahead and play don't have different data than those who didn't. They have different risk tolerances, often divided by geographical borders and political leanings. This manifests itself every day in this country. Some wear masks and some don't. That is the, and it's about more than masks. I want to make that clear. But that is the tweet from Darren Revelle. And this is a point that has been driven home to me each and every day during this entire thing, right? Like, look at the situation. What states have lower virus numbers? Pennsylvania, Michigan, Ohio, lower virus numbers. What is their conference doing? Not playing football. What states have lower virus numbers? Utah, Washington, Oregon. What are those states doing in college football? They're not playing a college football season. They have better virus numbers. This is what I've been saying this entire time, ladies and gentlemen. Conservatives are behaving liberally during the pandemic, and liberals are behaving conservatively during the pandemic. It is an amazing contradiction in behavior, an amazing contradiction in styles. And Darren is right in this sense. The SEC, the ACC, the Big 12, who, God bless them, came out with their schedule today. They do not possess any different medical data than the Big 12, Big 10 and the Pac-12 who took their football and went home. No, they just have a belief. They have different ideologies. And despite, look, there are higher virus numbers in SEC and ACC country than there are in Big Ten and Pac-12 country. I can give you them if you want, but I decided not to because I don't want to bore you. But the reality is those conferences, those parts of the country have done a better job at tampering down the virus. And despite that, in our area, we still want to move forward and play. And I really hope we do move forward and play this college football season. I just think it's fascinating to consider that even when you make every attempt not to bring politics in your show, sometimes we don't do that. You know, on Offsides, we talk about everything on this show. Nothing is off limits. But there are times when I can feel like Lonzo needs a break from political talk. There are times when I need a break from political talk. And then you see the reality of what's going on. Conferences in liberal states are not playing. Conferences in conservative states have every single intention of playing. And I happen to believe that those conferences that have a plan to play are making the right decision. I firmly believe that they are making the right decision. We do have some questions for you here moving forward, and I'm going to ask you some questions on this and all of the above, but I think it's a fascinating case study in our behavior, right? Even sports seems to have political leanings left and right. I wanted to remove the left and right. I want to talk about in terms of wrong and right, right? But this is where we are, and this is what we're doing, and this is what we're talking about. So Hudson Mason, as my voice cracks like a prepubescent teenager, Hudson Mason is a former starting quarterback at the University of Georgia, right? Left in 2015. Now you hear him on 680 The Fan in Atlanta. Now you see him on the SEC Network. He has written a scathing article about the price that will have to be paid by those conferences not playing college football. And he's going to join us to explain his beliefs next here on Offsides with Mark Ryan, the most interactive sports radio show in the upstate, a show that is giving you a shout out simply for following us on Twitter. Simply for following us on Twitter. Ashley Siegel's tweeting us in right now. She says, got my shout out. Thanks, Mark Ryan. Absolutely. Absolutely. Tavares Dillard just followed us on Twitter. Tavares, thank you so much for the follow. We appreciate you, buddy. Thank you so very, very much. Hudson Mason on the flip side here on Offsides, ESPN Upstate.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching.
Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
It's Offsides with Mark Ryan right here on ESPN Upstate. Great to be here with you. So, you know, look, I understand. I can always see a point on both sides, right? That is your job to try to understand folks, right? I have said if we end up not having college football, we can look at ourselves in the mirror for our catastrophic failure as a country to tamper this thing down and to lower cases, right? The rest of the world, to a certain degree, has laughed at us for some of the things that we've done. That's just the fact. Now, I also happen to believe that college athletes are safer playing, being on campus within their football facility and under the care and the multi-million-dollar protocols that they have in place than if they would be sent home. I think they're safer doing that. And so I hope that the Big 12, that the ACC, that the SEC move forward with plans to play college football this year. Everyone wants to paint you in a corner, folks, but when you are a registered independent, as I am, you have a voting history of voting both left and right, right? And joining us right now is somebody that you can hear on 680 The Fan in Atlanta, Georgia. My former stomping grounds, is somebody that you can see on the SEC network and somebody who has an article out that is beautifully written that is going viral, how canceling college football season will backfire on universities and the NCAA. Former Georgia starting quarterback Hudson Mason joins us right now on Offsides with Mark Ryan, ESPN Upstate. Hudson, good afternoon. How are you, pal?
Doing good, man. Mark, how are you?
I'm doing very, very well, Hudson. Appreciate you making the time. So, Hudson, I read your article. I read the article and was taken by, number one, you're a very gifted writer, Hudson. I want to pass that on to you, man. This was beautifully written, sir.
Well, I tell you what, man. Never did I think I would end up actually using my communications degree in the form of writing.
Yeah.
But hey, 2020 has taught us anything. It's be prepared for the unpredictable.
There you go. There you go. So Hudson, look, I'm not against players' rights in any way, shape or form. But my take is if we're going to go down the road of name, image and likeness payment for players, why not have it be an either or? Why not have it be a choice? When an athlete comes to campus, you have a choice. You can take a scholarship and not receive name, image, and likeness payments, or you can receive name, image, and likeness payments and pay your own way. We'll even give you 6 months to figure out which is going to put more money in your pocket, to take the free ride, or if you're a five-star athlete that is immensely popular, you might make more money going your own way. But I don't think schools should have to take on both of those things, Hudson. So how about either or?
Yeah, I think for the football players, Mark, the guys who generate revenue for the universities, which is predominantly football and maybe some basketball players on schools, that would work. But with Title IX, I think that's where that would probably get a little tricky, because pretty much every other school or every other sports program outside of men's basketball and football doesn't bring any money in. And so it's all subsidized by the revenue generated by football players. So, you know, I would assume like all those other Olympic sport athletes would choose to take the full ride scholarship, because if they're going to be relying on, you know, the name, image, and likeness to carry, you know, to carry the weight, well, they're probably not going to be getting, you know, quite a bit they're not going to really benefit from that financially. So, as we've seen, you know, and look, I am a outspoken capitalist. I am a free market capitalist. I'm all for people making as much money on their talents as possible, and not handcuffing players. And I believe that that is the same, and I look at that the same as NCAA athletes. But, and I'm not a fan of Title IX. I'm a proponent of, you know what, the real world is, you know, what you bring to the table, what you kill, so to speak, is what you eat.
Yes.
And so I think Title IX does a huge disservice to preparing people for the real world. I've never really been a big fan of it. But legally, you know, it's legally protected by Title IX. So I think that's where it could get a little tricky.
Former Georgia Bulldogs starting quarterback Hudson Mason joining us on Offsides with Mark Ryan, ESPN Upstate. Hudson, do you believe the cancellation of football in the Big Ten and the Pac-12 is more about protecting the status quo, the guise of amateurism, than it is protecting student athletes from COVID?
Yeah, I do, Mark, and that's what I tried to articulate in that article that I wrote, and I believe that for a couple reasons. I think it's been camouflaged by university presidents and commissioners as we're doing this in the best interest of the player safety and health. But if you, like, for example, if you read today, the Pac-12 players that formed that player movement a couple weeks ago released a statement, and it really exposed Larry Scott, the Pac-12 commissioner, in a really negative and bad way. And outside of outside of Mark Emmert, the president of the NCAA, nobody has been exposed as more of a buffoon through this whole process than Larry Scott. And what they talk about is that the Pac-12 commissioner and the university presidents did not even consider canceling the fall football season until the players kind of started this uprising. And it looked like, you know, they were finally, for the first time ever, going to have power in their voice and to stand up for the inadequate testing. You know, they didn't feel like the Pac-12 commissioner and the university presidents were taking some of their requests very seriously. And in fact, they even state, we tried to get a hold of Larry Scott, the commissioner, and he never answered us. You know, we sent emails, he never got back to us. And so I think when that uprising from a player movement started to happen and the players were talking about, okay, we've got leverage and we need to leverage hard, otherwise we'll lose it, that is when the university presidents looked at this and go, okay, we'd rather not have a season, lose millions of dollars, than potentially allow players to benefit off of the old school model of NCAA amateurism. And I think that's really what it's about, is trying to preserve that old antiquated way of how the NCAA amateurism model has always been, which is, you know, you are a student first, you're not an employee. And, you know, I'm in favor of unionization, Mark, for the players, but I'm not for sure and convinced that the players truly understand what it means when you're going to unionize. And I think if this college football committee that they want to start, if that's the end goal, to unionize and become employees, I think if it's run by smart people that understand, for example, if you're going to become an employee of the university, that means you can be fired at any moment. That means that you are as easily fireable as the chemistry professor or the math professor. So if you get in trouble or you get arrested, you can be fired. If you don't live up to your performance, you can be fired. And so I'm not for sure the players truly understand what unionizing means. But if they do, and it's run by smart people, then I think there's some legitimacy to it.
Hudson Mason joining us here on the show. Hudson, why can't we have a college football bubble? Look, we keep hearing that, okay, is it safe for students to be back on campus? And I understand, Hudson, why you could play football and also have students do e-learning, because a university can't afford the protocol for 40,000 students that it can afford for a smaller group of 100 football players. I get that entirely. But why can't you have a bubble in which the football players stay, live in, around the football facility, have e-learning through their courses inside the football facility, and generally stay away from a 40,000-person student body?
I think it's very much doable, Mark. I mean, again, I think the root of this problem goes all the way back to, again, what we just talked about is, you know, if you're going to do something for football players that you're not going to do for the normal student body, then I think presidents are absolutely petrified of the optics of making it look like, okay, wait a minute, we're a football factory. And I think that's what's driving this decision, even though you know and I know in the SEC and in some of the ACC like Clemson, they are football factories. And these schools generate millions of dollars for football. And so I think university presidents are really, really scared about these certain decisions if they made, like, you know, to do a bubble format where college football players were on campus, but they kept normal student body back home, even though they already do that for bowl week. I mean, we're there a month practicing while everybody else is home for Christmas. I think they're afraid of that label of, oh my gosh, what we all already know to be true is, you know, football players are different. They're treated different. They're treated more important than the normal student body. I think they're just afraid of that realization becoming a reality. And the other thing too is, Mark, is you talked about, okay, keep the normal student kids on campus, make them do or just have the normal student body on campus and have the football players there, but just make them do e-learning 100% of the way. We've already seen that started to happen. I mean, Justin Fields last year was taking every single one of his courses online. So it is definitely doable. When I was at Georgia, my senior year, I didn't go to campus. Every single one of my classes was taken online. Now, I only had two classes to get left to get to my degree, so I wasn't taking a full course load. But Justin Fields last year, he's still in his undergrad at Ohio State. He's taking a full core class credit. He did it all virtually. And I promise you, this is happening way more than the common folk is aware of it. So it is absolutely doable. It's just the presidents don't want to. They're seeing the potential of this whole thing imploding from an NCAA amateurism model, and they understand that there are certain things that if they allow, it'll basically mean that all of this is going to blow up and they'll have to admit it and confess it, even though we already know it's true.
Yeah, I mean, it certainly seems that way. They want to avoid the litigation and lawsuits of football players getting special treatment that regular students are not, so everything has to be equitable. But the biggest issue in completing a season, you can't have 15 to 20 infections on teams at any given moment, and that is the challenge. If you're not going to quarantine or separate the players from the general student population, I think we've got big problems on our hands coming up. You know, I opened the segment today, the show today, Hudson, at 3 o'clock, talking about, again, what we're seeing. And this is the challenge in terms of what we do in media, right, Hudson? They say don't talk politics because you fractionate your audience when you do that. But look at the decisions that we've seen, Hudson, in the last 24 hours. Is it not those conferences that play in more left-leaning states deciding not to play? They have better virus numbers than the conferences in more right-leaning states, but despite higher virus numbers, those conferences are full system go. It's seemingly impossible to avoid talking about this stuff without bringing politics into it, is it not?
No, it is, and so much of sports is politics now, and vice versa. And I don't think it's going anywhere anytime soon. That's just kind of the world. They're both very embedded and kind of intertwined with each other now. I'm okay with that, Mark, as long as both voices are allowed to be given, you know, as long as both sides, both opinions.
Yes.
I think a problem that we're facing now in media is that for most media companies, only one opinion is allowed to be given, and it's become an echo chamber. And so I'm all for politics and sports as long as we can have a conversation and we can have a dialogue and we can learn and we can grow and it be civil and it be done civilly and both sides and both people's arguments and cases can be made. But I think you're exactly right. I mean, I brought that up this morning and I was talking about, you know, I don't want to believe that the decision by the Big Ten had anything to do with the election in November. But if you look at it, what I know historically is that people from the academia world, which is that's presidents, they tend to be left-leaning people, left-leaning bipartisan. And football coaches tend to be right-leaning. And so when I look at how it broke down the voting process between the presidents, the two presidents that voted for a season in the Big Ten both came from Iowa and Nebraska. Well, those two states traditionally vote Republican. And then you look at the rest of the states, they traditionally vote blue. They vote Democrat. And so when the president came out and he said he was in favor of having a college football season, I didn't think that it was very far-fetched to possibly conjure up the idea that was this decision made to influence and affect the November 3rd and November 4th election. I'm not saying that it is. I'm saying that I don't think it's that far-fetched to try to connect those dots and wonder if it is, because I know me as a, if I was a Big Ten football player, I'd be sitting here today to Commissioner Warren going, okay, how did you arrive at this decision? What evidence drove this? Because 4 days ago, you
showboated, schedule. Yeah.
You released a schedule and 4 days later, you're canceling the season. What I do know is the virus didn't change in 4 days. The information of the virus didn't change. So something happened and it's fishy and it doesn't pass the smell test to me if I was a player.
Me either. Hudson Mason joining us. Hudson, is it time that college football becomes a privatized entity, a business with a CEO and employees? In recent days, I've heard the college football business model described as a house of cards. So let's fix the house of cards. Do you make it a privatized entity at this point, Hudson?
Me personally, Mark, I would be, and I think I speak on behalf of all of college football players, because I've been in that locker room and I've had these conversations. These are the same conversations we had 5 years ago at Georgia. The difference is that we just didn't have as much leverage then as these players do now.
Yes.
to enforce change. And so to me, most college football players would be content if you told them you can capitalize off name, image, and likeness. I don't think the players want to become a union. I don't think that's their end goal, but they look at it and they go, okay, desperate times call for desperate measures. And if, you know, you guys are not going to allow us to capitalize off our name and who I am as a person and what I bring to the university, then we really have no other choice. And my statement to people who would be on the other side of the fence and don't believe that players should be able to make money off their name is, I don't know, Mark, how you can be a supporter of the American democracy, capitalism, and simultaneously defend the NCAA model that says you as a human being, Hudson Mason, you can't make money off your last name. I mean, that's who I am. That is as American as apple pie. And the NCAA is the modern day Gestapo is what they are. And being able and telling somebody that you can't make money off your name and your image and who you are as an individual, I think is completely contrary to what makes this country great.
Hudson Mason, great stuff. You can hear him on 680 The Fan in Atlanta. See him on the SEC Network, former starting quarterback from the University of Georgia. Hudson, greatly appreciate your unique insight, a wonderful piece, how canceling college football season will backfire on universities and the NCAA. Check that out now on thefederalist.com. Hudson, thank you so very much for your time today, pal.
Anytime, Mark.
All right, Hudson Mason, University of Georgia quarterback, heard right here on Offsides, ESPN Upstate. Coming up next, it is time for our March Mayhem Fight of the Week. Here on Offsides with Mark Ryan, ESPN Upstate.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Lonzo, let me know if you have that Jeff Passan clip from yesterday, because Lonzo just asked me during the commercial break. He's like, Mark, I'm having to choose between hockey right now on TV and baseball. Like, which would you choose? And I said, brother, that is the easiest decision known to man for me. Why? Because I'm getting the hockey postseason. And even as somebody who didn't grow up with the sport of hockey, the Stanley Cup playoffs is really, in terms of intensity, as good as it gets, fans or no fans, versus regular season baseball. Now, this baseball season is, you know, is higher intensity than any other that we've ever seen, and every game matters. So I think what we're seeing represents the height of baseball excitement, right? It represents the height of what baseball is capable of, because you're not sitting around for 4 hours in 95 degrees for a game that doesn't really count toward anything. When you play only 60 games, that matters. But still, a regular season baseball game, to me, cannot compete with the NHL. And how about what one of the insiders of ESPN, Jeff Passan, their chief baseball insider, said on this very show yesterday? I said, Jeff, what are the problems plaguing Major League Baseball? Check out how he answered this question.
I think the game can honestly be kind of boring at times. Like, when you're looking at the prevalence of strikeouts these days, the amount of action, the amount of the ball being in play just isn't what it once was. And to compound that, they're just really long games.
There you go. If this guy lives for baseball and he says that, I mean, is there any wonder why we are where we are right now? Is there any wonder? By the way, I want to do what we've promised, and because we appreciate you guys so much. Big thank you to Chris Warren, who is a new follower of ours on Twitter at ESPN Upstate. For all new followers, we are giving you a shout out on the air. All right. So, Chris Warren, welcome to the Offsides and ESPN Upstate family. Just go to Twitter and click that little blue follow button, and we will give you a shout out on the show. All right. Sound good? Love you guys. Appreciate you so much. Coming up next on the show.
By the way, I just got to say, I'm mad about this. As soon as we started talking about it, that channel just went out, and I cannot get that channel, so I won't be able to watch
it. Now you have to settle for boring baseball after that, right?
Or maybe just leave the TV off.
So Lonzo says to me, what would you choose, Mark? Would you choose playoff hockey or regular season baseball? And I said, playoff hockey. So now the choice is between leaving the TV off or regular season baseball. Which one of those two options does more harm to you, Lonzo? Baseball on or TV off?
I have to leave the TV on in case we have breaking news. I can turn it on like SportsCenter or something. I don't necessarily have to watch baseball.
I think Lonzo just gave a vote for off. All right, coming up next, why the NBA shenanigans, lo and behold, have actually worked here. Unbelievable. That's next. This is Offsides with Mark Ryan, ESPN Upstate.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
It's Offsides with Mark Ryan right here on ESPN Upstate. Fantastic to be here with you guys today. Welcome to new followers on ESPN Upstate. Welcome to Chris Warren, Zach Robertson. Zach Robertson is a lover of one. He's a lover of one-sided open relationships. Austin Bray, welcome. Austin is a Clemson graduate, Greenville resident. Welcome to the show, Austin. Thank you so very much. Tyler Sanford, welcome to you as well. He's imported from Los Gatos, California. Pony up, go Niners. Madrid and go Swamp Rabbits. Tyler, welcome to the ESPN Upstate family. Thank you guys very, very much for your participation and for taking part on everything we've got going on here. All right. Look, I was looking at this. This is really amazing what is going on here at the end of the NBA season. Now, the NBA, let's be honest here, this is a bunch of shenanigans. They basically created a system for Zion Williams to get into the playoffs. They've never done anything like this before, but hey, we have a star. We need some ratings. We need to give our TV partners something to justify them paying us full price for really a half-assed product with no fans
Williamson,
playing in something, playing. What did I say?
You said Williams. I'm just.
Zion Williamson.
I'm not gonna throw the flag, but you know you're gonna get a text for saying.
No, I should get a flag for that. I should. But anyway, this collection of shenanigans that the NBA is doing is actually working out. We are here. We are looking right now at the very end of the. Each team has one game left, right? And Portland has now come all the way back and has overtaken Memphis for the eighth seed. Now, I feel bad for South Carolina's own Ja Morant. I do. I feel bad for Ja Morant. I feel bad for this situation because they've fallen apart inside the bubble. But Portland looks like a really good team. And Phoenix, out of nowhere, Devin Booker, DeAndre Ayton and company, is 7-0. So check this out. Here's what needs to happen. If Portland wins its last game, they have the eighth seed in the playoff, right? If Memphis has to beat Milwaukee, now Milwaukee might not be playing all of its stars. If Phoenix beats Dallas and gets a loss by either Portland versus Brooklyn or Memphis versus the Bucks, then Phoenix will get the play-in series against the Portland Trailblazers. This is going to be a lot of fun this weekend, man, and I, for one, cannot wait to see it. Coming up next, it's your local sports spotlight with the Greenville Swamp Rabbits and their voice, Jordan Coons, right here on Offsides, ESPN Upstate.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.